suppose, Brendan, thanks for joining us on Sunday Sport. But last week you were out in Portobrada in the Czech Republic. You recorded a new record from a Donegal point of view for a 20k walk. Must have been quite thrilling to get the news that you broke the record last week.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably one of my goals for this season. Like, it's been a long time coming. I think 2013 was the last time I got the record over 20k, and obviously my focus has always been on the 50 since then. So it's nice to know that I still have a bit of speed, even though the age is creeping up.
Looking at that 20k walk, suppose there was indications coming out that the 50k walk from an Olympic point of view might have been dropped. We're hoping that's not the case for this Olympics anyway, Brendan. You might share a little bit more light on it.
Yeah, they've definitely confirmed that Tokyo will have a 50k, but after that it seems like there seems to be no confirmation on what the future will hold for the 50k event. I mean, they're looking at maybe one more world champs after that, 2021, and then they'll definitely be probably changes after that. So we'll see what the future holds. They'll be definitely, well, they want to reduce the event to maybe 35k, and then that will be the longest event they'll have for the walk. So nothing's 100% confirmed, but so we'll keep focusing on next year for now.
And as a result of that, Brendan, obviously you've had to think about that from a training point of view.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll be long enough. You know, the Tokyo will definitely be still 50k, so that'll be the 100% focus for the next 18 months, and then we'll probably have a clear idea of what the future will hold. So then anything after that, we can decide how the training is going to fit into maybe a new distance, or if even I might go down to 20k. You know, the time I did last weekend is good enough for European Championships, so if I had to drop down in 2022, I could drop down to 20k for Europeans that year, you know, so I still have options available.
And those options, currently they fit in with your structure now looking forward. It's all about Tokyo. Tell us a bit about the training you're at in Nevada currently.
Yeah, like this is going to be my first 50k block for this season, so we were looking to, we did a few 20ks, we did 20k in Switzerland in the middle of March, and then we did the one last weekend, and then we've gone straight up here to altitude training for the 50k block, and then we're getting ready for European Cup, which will be on the 19th of May, and that'll be 50k there. So I'll be looking, like we did this competition 2 years ago and I finished fourth, and it was very, very close. Like the top four guys We're all within about a minute and a half, which is kind of like a sprint finish for a 50k race.
Which is quick, even if it's walking. But tell us, you've added Rob Heffernan to your coach now currently. Brendan, how big of an influence has he been?
Yeah, well, he's kind of been coaching me all along, although, you know, it's more like I was just joining in with his training, and now the training is specifically geared towards me. I've been in the system now since just after the London Olympics. I actually moved to Cork that year in 2012. So I've been working with Rob for the last, you know, six years or so. So it's the training is nothing new, like, but it's definitely still hard. You know, you never really get used to it.
It's a more personal aspect of training from the point of view of dealing with Rob, maybe one-on-one. Is that maybe where it's different, Brendan?
Yeah, like he can adjust the training more readily towards me if there's anything going on in training, whereas if I was injured before, I would have just missed a few days and then jumped back into wherever Rob was training, whereas now we can actually adjust the training properly to suit my needs day to day. So it's kind of a bit more personalised, but overall the same kind of planning. But so it's definitely improved, and getting a PB last week is obviously a good sign that it's working.
Definitely is. Now, looking at the form, I suppose it's all about Tokyo. It's all about your cycle of training. You were looking to hopefully get closer to the medal situation at the end of the Olympics. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, like that's the main goal with, say, going into even 2 years ago with the European Cup. I was going in, I wanted to win a medal then, and I just missed. So again, I'll be looking to win medals at this European Cup this year, and even World Championships in Doha in at the end of September. I'll be looking to, you know, mix it with the leaders at as many opportunities as possible, you know. So just to have that mindset of being competitive with the league group, and, you know, being able to put myself out there. And even last year when I was injured before the European Champs in Berlin, you know, I wanted to walk with the leaders, even though I knew that I wouldn't last the whole race. So the mindset now is definitely, you know, everything is going to be towards winning medals from all these new championships over the next year or so.
Is that something, I know you touched on your age, but is that something that's come with your age, that you know, to get the mind right as well, to say, yeah, I'm good enough to compete at that level, and when you, of course, have Rob there who's been there, done that, that has to be a huge factor as well.
Yeah, I mean, when you get to, you know, I've been, you know, I suppose London was probably my first big taste of the big races, and that's 2012, so we're nearly 7 years later. And you know, if you can't just be going there for experience all the time. So, you know, you could put the last 5-6 years to good use. And, you know, if at this point in my career, if I'm not thinking I can win medals, then you'd probably be looking at doing something else, to be honest. You know, it's a different mentality to coming in. So I was delighted in the London Olympics to be inside the top 30. You know, it was phenomenal at the time, but if that happens next year in Tokyo, it's going to be a complete disaster. So you have to think about it as a whole career, and you have to be improving all the time. And I'm at the stage now where any more improvements we'll be looking at getting medals home as well.
And looking at the training now, the indications they're good, Brendan.
Yeah. Like even I wanted to do those 220Ks. As nearly a mental test that I can actually push myself, even though I'm not specifically training for 20K, to get my body moving and even mentally to switch on, because the race I did in Switzerland, the first 20K was very bad. You know, I was 3 minutes slower 3 weeks earlier, so it makes a difference. You know, you need to get your mind back in the game, especially after a long winter. You know, you're just training for 4 or 5 months and you don't have any competitions, and you know, it takes one or two races to switch back on properly and get in the racing mentality. So now that I have those two short races done, and once I get through this block of training, then I'll be fairly confident that I can go into the 50K and I'll be challenging for medals.
And what races have you got coming up from now until then, that we can watch out for?
Well, the European Cup will be the next race, so I'm here in Spain now until the 5th of May. So we're kind of going for a bit of a longer camp. We're 25 days at altitude, and then I'll come down 2 weeks before competition, and then we'll go straight into Lithuania for that 50K, and that'll be the next big one.